We're talking today with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Madam Secretary, let's talk a little bit about today's thank you, I guess you might call it, from the state of Oklahoma, from the Department of Ag. I know you're representing the governor as well, coming here to Stillwater to our lab on campus for the diagnostic lab for animal agriculture normally.
Yes, certainly. We're very excited to be here, Ron. The Diagnostic Lab, or ODL, Animal Disease and Diagnostic Lab, a lot of folks probably know it by that name, is something that in the animal world we use very frequently. Certainly at the Department of Agriculture, they do a lot of testing for us because they are a nationally certified lab and so a great resource to us. But we are so impressed and so thankful that thanks to the work of lots of individuals here at Oklahoma State, and within the system, they've been able to stand up and become CLIA certified and do the COVID testing for the state of Oklahoma, which is something that has been certainly discussed at the national level, how impressive that has been. So we've got lots of folks coming today from the ag world to say thank you for the work that you always do for us on a daily basis, but an extra thank you for continuing to do that work and then adding on this testing during the COVID situation.
They were very nimble as far as that. They very quickly stepped up to this task.
Incredibly nimble, really within about a 10-day time period, and lots of work from OSU Center for Health Sciences and Dr. Casey Schrum, who many folks have gotten to see quite a bit during this process, and also the VPR's office here on campus at Oklahoma State. But really the staff here at ODL kind of said, what can we do to help and what are the pieces of that? And incredibly quickly spent, put all efforts towards that, and in a really, really short time frame, we're able to start running tests. And just lots of people who knew that their time and efforts could benefit the entire state and were glad to assist.
So, you know, when we think about this particular facility, relatively new facility here on campus, a beautiful new building, but a very state-of-the-art building.
Yes, absolutely. And having the capability that ODL has had from the animal side is something that's been so beneficial on the human side, and having that equipment. And, you know, in the animal world, a lot of times we have to run a lot of tests in one batch. And so they can use that technology and that expertise that they have then to apply it to the human side. And really, I think a great thing, we talk a lot about One Health in the ag world. And I think this is a perfect example of One Health, where the animal side of things and the human side of things are coming together to provide some solutions for everyone.
As far as Department of Agriculture is concerned, you've got a lot of folks that are working from home, or they're actually out outside of the building itself. They're in Oklahoma City, the state capitol complex. But yet you're still very active as far as serving and trying to keep things rolling on behalf of the state of Oklahoma and the agricultural community.
We certainly are. The majority of our staff are teleworking, and I think the whole world has learned how to telework pretty quickly because there wasn't a whole lot of other option. But we're making sure that we're doing everything that we're supposed to do as a regulatory agency. One thing that we're really trying to do now more than ever is to look for regulatory flexibility within all of our divisions. If there are things that we can have some flexibility on in different areas that allows Oklahomans and our ag producers to do their work in a more efficient way, in a better fashion during this crisis situation, that's what we're doing kind of across the board. We have those conversations almost daily to say, where can we adjust some things and work with other cabinet members as well to make some adjustments so that we can keep ag moving forward during this time.
And most certainly our producers out in the country, they're under a lot of stress right now. I know that you're very aware of that.
They really are, Ron. We've talked a lot about mental health in the general population, but specifically in our ag community. That, you know, was interestingly enough an issue we were already talking about because of the years of depressed commodity prices and really the strain and emotional toll that that takes on all of our farmers and ranchers. Then when you add this situation, certainly for our cattle producers as well, that stress is probably at an all-time high for them. Have had lots of conversations with our commodity groups, specifically with Extension here at Oklahoma State, and they've got some great resources that they're going to be pushing forward so that we can hopefully get the right resources to the folks that need those. And we know that during this time of everyone having to social distance and self-quarantine, that kind of adds to the challenges when we talk about mental health issues. So we're trying to get the folks with the expertise to the individuals that really need those resources.
Of course, you've got resources within the department as well, and most notably the Ag Mediation Program.
We do. The Ag Mediation Program is something that has been around for a long time, and we wish that everyone knew about it because it's a tremendous resource to the ag community. Historically, helping producers a lot of times to navigate through issues maybe with their financial lender during challenging times. But right now, Ag Mediation is a great resource when we talk about mental health and very well-trained professionals that can get folks the place that they need to go. Mike Mayberry there, who is the head of the Ag Mediation Program. He and I have had several conversations during this time because we anticipate both the requests for mediation as well as just resources for our producers will continue to grow. So the Ag Mediation Program is a great place to direct all those folks.